USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is now considering a roughly $2 trillion stimulus package that was approved by the Senate. Most Americans who make less than $75,000 a year will get a $1,200 check. The bill will also help businesses to stay afloat and keep people employed as the coronavirus is continuing to spread across the country. As far as the logistics of the stimulus package, White House Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News,
if this reaches the president's desk tomorrow, Harris, as we expect it will, he will sign it. And then the implementation begins. Secretary Mnuchin has said within the next 3 weeks, people can see that direct deposit or checks. If you don't have direct deposit, $1,200 per person for a family of four with two school-aged children, that's $3,400.
3.3 million Americans filed for first-time jobless claims last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Red Cross is extending their financial assistance deadline in Tennessee. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Red Cross is now extending a deadline to file for emergency financial help after those deadly tornadoes tore through the Nashville, Tennessee area earlier this month. The Red Cross announcing that the deadline, which was originally supposed to be today, has been extended to April 1st. The organization's offering emergency financial assistance to people whose homes were destroyed or heavily damaged by those twisters.
Speaking of severe weather, there is a potential for dangerous thunderstorms, including tornadoes, over the central United States today into Friday. Severe storms are possible from eastern Texas all the way up through Arkansas into Illinois and western Indiana. Major League Baseball players are sitting in their homes instead of opening up the season on Thursday as it was originally scheduled. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says he hopes the season can begin in May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, with the Senate passing the roughly $2 trillion spending bill late on Wednesday night, they are now off until the middle part of April. As far as how things are going, though, in Washington and on Capitol Hill, for that matter, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells Fox News,
there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about where we're going. We are facing a threat that we have not seen before. The good news is our president is leading from the front. He is optimistic. He's leaning into it. His containment strategy was effective at the beginning. Our mitigation strategies are producing better than expected. It is our responsibility to continue to social distance. I think we are having a strong impact on the spread of this virus, and if we continue to do those things that we know that we need to do, our economy will be better and we'll have more people living healthier lives and our recovery will be quite fast.
With teleworking and social distancing the new norm for the time being, how do we make sure Fido gets his exercise without being able to go to the dog park? Veterinarian Chad Dodd says,
find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.